fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Live audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spaziano here. There's Sandy Waters out there. My shoes match my pants. My pants match my belt. I'm ready to go.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready to go.
That's my shoes match my pants. So it's you're monochromatic from the waist down.
You're supposed your belt's supposed to match your shoes, right?
Okay,
right?
Sure.
But my pants are the same color, so I'm like tan.
Oh, so it's like what kind of tan? Is it like skin color kind of tan?
Yeah, it looks like I'm wearing like nothing. It's nude.
Oh, Scott's Nikki today for Live Audience Thursday.
I'm ready. I was sick and tired of wearing blue jeans. I reached deep into my drawer.
Right.
And I'm like, there's a tan pair.
I do feel bad for you guys because you don't have as much variety in clothing as we do.
No.
But, okay, so we won't go too far into this because we have something coming up.
Yes, we do. It is Thursday, and we got live audiences coming in here this morning, which is awesome. A bunch of people are coming in.
Audiences?
Just audiences. I know, right?
This could be one of those days, people. Yeah. One of those days. He's extra spastic, and I am so slow. I am like moving like a turtle today.
I'm catching up.
Tired.
I got 1 o'clock this morning. I shot up in bed. 1 a.m. I'm like, oh, crap.
Why? Sound?
Did my wife make it home safely? And I'm like, where is she? It's 1 in the morning, and she had a long day at work in Buffalo yesterday. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, I'm confused by your story already. Was she home when you went to bed?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're right. I got Ellie in bed. And then I watched
TV.
When
was she supposed to get home?
She said she was finishing up around 11 in Buffalo. And I'm like, oh, it's 1 o'clock. I'm like, oh, crap.
She's not laying next to me. Where are you laying?
I'm in bed.
Oh, you're in bed. Okay. I'm not sure because sometimes you end up in different places of the house.
Well, when she's not there, I actually sleep in my bed, which is awesome.
Yeah. He gets a starfish.
Yeah, exactly. And so I get up. I'm like, oh, my God. And the dog's like, hey, I'm up. What? Is mommy home? Mommy home? Literally, I go downstairs to get some orange juice because our house is, I go in the front room to get orange juice.
Okay.
She dog starts barking and the lights come in the driveway. My wife walks in. She's like, what are you doing up? I'm like, you got to get up in like 2.5-3 hours. I'm like, I know. I'm like, I was kind of worried that you weren't home. I got this like dream that you didn't make it home. And I literally got up the moment she pulled into the driveway. It was kind of weird.
Wow, that is coincidental.
And then I couldn't get back to sleep again.
You sleep like a mom. Good for you.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
Sleep like a mom. That's how it feels every night as a mother, especially when you have college-age kids or kids that can drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So welcome to finally
having mom dar. Mom Raider. Mainly sunny today. A couple more thin clouds arrive through the afternoon. Another nice day. 65 degrees for the high.
Today, 65?
Yeah, man.
And sun?
Just like yesterday.
I got to say, I am so sorry, landscapers. Mm. The stress you must be having right now. Because I had a landscaper come to the house, friend of mine, come to the house. And he has to finish up some things from last year, whatever. And he goes, I started last year, March 9th.
Oh, crap.
I have yet to start
any
mowing, any landscaping. I am so behind schedule, and I am so stressed because I'm like, oh no, March 9th. Did we get spring March 9th last year? Was the weather starting to break that early?
It was starting to crack, yeah. I guess it was.
I do remember it being like snowing when it wasn't supposed to be snowing either. So we must have had more better days in March than we did this year.
Yeah, an earlier spring-ish thing. March was not great to us, you know?
April wasn't great to us.
Well, here we are. It's April 23rd.
It's freaking May. And you landscapers, some of you haven't even started your list yet.
My lawn mowing guys came by, which is a totally different story. And while I was out in the yard with the dog, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're not quite there yet. We'll come back next week. Yeah.
I can't imagine juggling that. I don't think I would have that job. Just because of the stress of juggling your schedule. But I don't know how you do it.
I think that's part of the makeup of the chemistry of what they do, though. They know that. It could be... it's like a farmer, you know? You don't know if you're a month behind or
I still am not going to ignore the fact that it's stressful.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say... I will always give you sympathies. Landscapers, if you're looking for sympathy, I'm your girl.
There you go. Hi, yo.
Spisano and Sandy.
Well, okay, fine. Fine, I didn't read the room well. I didn't know... Okay, have you ever been in a situation where your humor is just not matching up with the rest of the room?
It's my life.
Yeah, you know what? It often is your thing.
Yeah.
But it has become my thing, I guess.
Lately.
I don't get, not are, lately.
Yeah, lately.
Listen, this is what happened. I want you to help out, 818-2899. Is this really crossing the line? Now, what we do here on the show is like not serious at all. Our job is to give you a little mini escape of your day.
We're seriously not serious.
No, absolutely not. And we're game for anything. Anything ridiculous looking and sounding, we're for it.
Yeah.
So Scotty and I do a segment on TV, if you don't know. 13 Wham, they go at 9 o'clock, they go Arc Rochester, okay, for an hour of just, I don't know, whatever.
Right, right.
They invite us in for two segments. We do a Jerker Justified, which is fantastic.
It's awesome. Gives us a chance to kind of promote the radio station a little bit.
And then we do First Try Friday.
Which?
I find something trending, and we test it out.
Right. It could be a food thing. It could be a stunty thing. It could be a dance.
So I found the best idea, and I still laugh every time I watch the trending videos. It is hysterical, and it cracks me up. You know the vibration plate, power plate, whatever they call it? You stand on it, and it kind of shakes.
It jiggles you.
And it actually, there's a lot of people who say there's so many health benefits. Mm-hmm. The one, when I was looking... I was actually prepared to do like a full-on explanation of this and the true benefits of it.
That's crazy.
The one thing, I was so prepared for the segment, I got shot down, by the way, is that it's really good for stability and balance.
Okay.
So you just stand on it, and I thought we could try this for First Try Friday on TV. You stand on the shaking plate.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's funny.
Maybe one leg, maybe squats.
Maybe try to recite some Shakespeare.
Done.
Right?
It's funny.
It ain't funny to them.
Well, then I also saw a trending video that's popping up about this vibration plate, power plate, whatever it's called, where you sit, two people sit on either ends of it, back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to drink a glass of wine.
Oh, God. And obviously it spills all over the place.
It's so funny.
Great idea, right?
I thought it was going to be hysterical.
When you mentioned it to me the other day, I'm like, that's not going to fly. You got two anchors. You got, you know, Dan Schrack and Abby Fridman, who have to do segments after us. They're not going to stand there with wine all over themselves or water or anything that's going to damage their clothing.
So then I said, listen, and I sent it in the email, my idea. We can either stop at just standing on the plate, or I know wine is not good. We can do water.
Mm-hmm.
Or
we
can, an alternative suggestion was sit on it back to back and we try to draw a picture. And then we show what the picture looks like, which would be so funny.
Yes.
And they said,
we're going to pass.
Wait, how did they word it? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't know if, wait, or did she say I'm going to pass? I don't know. I was kind of like.
Problem is, you gave him too many options. You said, you should sit on it and draw. Don't even put the danger of spilling something on them.
The danger of something spilling on them. I said, if you don't want to do this video, because I showed them the video example of the girls drinking their wine. If you don't want to do this, we can do it with water, but we can, the backup plan is.
Yeah, see, they saw it, then they got to water, then they were like, we out. they probably didn't even see your last option. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I want to do it. Okay. It's so funny. So then I almost brought in the power play today for you and me to do it.
That would have been fun.
You would have done it?
Sure, sure, sure.
How is it not fun? It's so funny.
I do it with water, not with wine, because my pants match, my belt match my shoes. So let's say, like, when you don't know your boundaries and you're too... And I just have to say, I'm observing, right? We've created a monster. Like, on every week, you push more, you push more, you push more. I don't think it's a good
I don't think they like it.
Don't know your boundaries. You need to step back. You need to relax.
I think it's funny. Why are people
Bye,
so
stupid?
There's that one, too.
When did I turn into the fun one in the room?
When did you
I'm
own the place?
The one- Jeez. I'm usually the one that everyone's like, will you please have some fun now? Now, I'm either one or the other. Anyone else like this? 818-2899. You're either so, like, inappropriate or you're so lame. There's no in-between. I don't live in in-between.
There can't be in-between. It's not possible.
I've lived, my entire world is extremes.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, either you're really timid or you're like, oh, slow down, sister.
Yeah, I don't have that gray area.
Yeah, keep it gray.
Keep it gray. Anyhow, anybody want to do the vibration plate with me? My friend Linda said I could borrow hers.
Come on in. Spizzano and Sandy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spizzano and Sandy here with you. Thank you.
Is her fandom for Lou Graham, our very own local Lou Graham, is her fandom cute or concerning?
What are you talking about?
So,
we're just talking.
I'm so
we're
nervous
away
to
tickets.
Even talk about this because I don't even know. Okay, do we know anything about Lou Graham as far as his relationships?
No, I mean, I remember. I know that last I knew, he wasn't married anymore. That's all.
Okay, which is wild because we talk to him all the time. You've talked to him all the time. He's been in the studio many times, but I'm always uncomfortable with asking, hey, are you married? What's your family like?
That goes back to know your boundaries that we're just talking about.
Okay. I know my boundaries
in
that case.
Thank you.
But we posted something on our social media, you know, saying, hey, we are giving away tickets.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman to comment to our post. And she's like, oh, I can't wait to see my fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my fiancé. Oh, okay. Thought nothing of it.
Okay.
And then I saw, like, I don't know how I got here, but I went down a rabbit hole of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about my fiancé. I'm so proud of him. Oh, look, he's so cute. Oh, my gosh, this dress will look so pretty for my fiancé.
Okay,
like,
wait. Is that saying that
about Lou Graham?
Her fiancé is Lou Graham,
yes.
She says. Oh.
Yes. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so sweet. He's engaged.
Are there pictures of them together?
I did not see pictures of them together. I just saw pictures of her, but she continued to reference Lou as her fiancé.
Huh.
So I'm like, well, I didn't think anything of it until I saw a comment to one of her posts, and it said something to the effect of, you're crazy.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, wait, is that not really his fiancé? Is she just like an ultra fan that now she's living in this world, this fantasy world of being engaged to Lou Graham?
Okay, two, three things here. It could be that. Which seems the first thing you go to. It could be real.
It could be real. That's what I said. My original thought. Okay.
She could have just had a misspelling and Lou is her financer and she's got a startup that she's doing. I can't wait to see my financier.
My financier's so cute.
Fiance, they're easy to misspell.
Whatever, just add an R. I don't know. But I don't. I mean, I don't mean to call her out in a bad way. Not that I even want to know. Like, Lou, I know, is trying to keep his life private.
He's very private.
That's
very private. We gotta get it.
That's
fine. Yeah.
I just think of, like, it's kind of like sports. If you're a huge fan of the team, you keep referencing the team as my team, my players.
Well, so yeah. It's a little different, but
I don't know if it is.
I mean, if you said Josh Allen was your fiance, that'd be a little bit about the same level, you know?
It is that bad. Is there a woman out there? Okay, now you have a long history in Rochester. You're tickling 50 years here.
Mm-hmm.
You were young and hip and cool, and you dated and you were in the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any woman willing to admit that you had this little mini fantasy soap opera going on in your mind about Scott Spezano.
Yeah, call us up at 818-2899. Come on.
Exactly. No. When he used to do that voice on the air, you were so turned on.
You know, something similar to that, which I saw recently, which is not really our world, but we all know who Justin Bieber is. We all know who Billie Eilish is. Did you see that thing? It's very similar. Billie Eilish showed a video of her when she was 12. Saying Justin Bieber is my husband and I will love him forever and ever and ever. And I'm afraid that my boyfriend is never going to meet up to Justin. Right? This is Billie Eilish, like superstar.
Yeah, but when she was 12.
When she was 12.
So at what point does it go from cute to crazy?
Right? Well, when you're 12, it's okay. When you're 50, it's not.
Okay, so that's your...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your thing. Now,
I got to finish. I got to put the bow on it.
Okay.
Coachella is happening, the big concert.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish was there, and somebody pushed her up on stage with Justin Bieber, and Justin Bieber sang to her, and she cried, and it was like crazy. Like it was really emotional. It was very raw.
So are you trying to say the bow on this story would be Lou Gramm singing to this woman?
Oh, my God. I want to know what love is.
Well, that would make her day. I wonder if there's
probably have a heart attack.
Who's so in love with somebody like this, you know, they're out of reach, but you're just whatever
above
a fan that when you do have a relationship, I wonder if you like compare or your relationship feels like second fiddle to
right,
your fantasy.
Right. That was her concern. Billie Eilish's concern that any man that she dates, it's never going to measure up to her obsession and love for someone she could never have.
Right. Is it fandom? Is it cute or concerning?
Yes.
818-2899.
All right. And if you want to call right now, 818-2899, I will get you tickets to that concert. Lou Gramm and concerts, December 12th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. But call us 818-2899 right now, and I'll give you a pair of tickets to Lou Gramm. Okay, first call through wins.
And when he's on stage, he'll be singing only to you.
Hold up a sign saying, "Where's your fiance?"
Financer!
Where's your financer?
The Buzz.
So, this happened. I walked out of the house yesterday wearing my wife's jeans.
She's going to kill you for telling this story on the air.
And it's the Buzz. It's Spezano and Sandy. So, like, okay. So, and I didn't say anything. I was totally like, uh-oh. And the only reason I realized that I walked out of the house and came to work wearing a pair of my wife's jeans is I went in. Now, guys, have you ever worn women's jeans before?
Any of you?
Yeah. When you put your hand in the front pocket and when it goes like halfway down. You guys have really short front pockets.
Thank you. I know. The struggle is real.
Why?
I don't know. Ask the designers. It drives us nuts, too.
Does it? Because guys' jeans, look, I can put my hand all the way down to the top of my wrist in these jeans that I'm wearing right here.
These jeans I have on don't even have pockets. Who designed these? And I'm the fool to buy them.
Okay, so at that point, I'm like, uh-oh. And I'm just like, okay, when I get home, she's going to be at work.
Wait, can I ask a question first before we get there? What? How did you accidentally put on her jeans?
Okay, so the night routine at my house, because I get up at ungod o'clock. She gets up at, you know, normal time.
Uh-huh.
We had come back from the camper, and we brought extra clothes up and brought stuff back that we didn't use, a couple pairs of jeans. She got a pair of jeans for me, a pair of jeans for her, whatever, Ellie.
Oh, so it was all in one
she
big pile.
She gave me a pile, and the night before, I grabbed a pair of jeans out of the pile. I set my clothes out like a fourth grader.
Wait,
so I don't wake people up in the morning.
When you were putting the jeans on, one leg at a time, weren't you feeling like, whoa, these feel a little different? Weren't you thinking, oh my God, did I gain weight? Like, what were you feeling?
No, because they're like, I don't know. I don't know if you know now, but a lot of guys' jeans are stretchy jeans, but they're not tight. They have given them. They're like stretchy jeans.
You have jeggings on?
No, they're not. They're
you
not
got
tight.
Jeggings
they're
on?
Not the skinny jeans.
He's got jeggings.
Yes, I got jeggings on. But like, so I didn't notice. And they're comfortable. They fit. And we're obviously the same height. So and
she's taller. Your wife? Don't give me that look. Your wife is clearly taller. She's taller than you.
I'm getting raged right now.
Wait,
she is not taller.
Is she not?
Than me. She always wears heels, so she's taller than me.
Okay, in my mind, she's taller.
But when she comes home and she takes her heels off and I give her a hug, she's a couple inches shorter, which is fine.
Oh, okay.
Back to the story.
Surprise.
I reach in, I find my palm going halfway in. I'm like, oh my God, I'm wearing my wife's jeans. So I went all day. I got home. She's gone.
Wait, you went all day?
Yeah, I got home. Oh, from work. What am I going to leave work? Dead air.
Oh, okay. Okay, so no, I thought when you say all day, did you have meetings after?
No, all work day. As soon as I got home from my work day.
Oh, my God. You must have been so self-conscious.
She was gone. I go upstairs. I change and put the pair of jeans that I was supposed to wear on and put those back in that pile. So nobody knew.
Oh,
nobody
didn't
knows.
Tell her.
Didn't tell her. Because she would be mortified. And now when she hears about this, please don't tell her. If you know my wife, please don't tell Jill. Please.
She's going to murder you.
Yeah.
Ellie's not going to have a dad. So please don't tell her.
Have you ever walked out of the house wearing something? You're like, oh, my God. Or you're like, you know, maybe on purpose you wear your husband's oversized button down. I get
that. See,
that
I can see.
Yeah.
That happens. And I don't know if it ticks our husbands off, does it?
No.
I'm trying to think. I don't wear anything of my husband's.
She wears like my sweats and stuff like that. Or a sweatshirt.
Oh, she
does? Or a pullover hoodie or something, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't wear any of my, do I wear, maybe I've worn a hoodie before. I don't know if he gets mad.
But it's not on purpose because you love him. You want to smell him. It's just because utilitarian. You just, I need a hoodie. There's that one. I'll put it on.
This is when we were dating, when he would go away, I'd be like, oh, I want to wear his hoodie. Now we're married. I'm like, it's fine. Go away. No. Okay. So
just to let you know.
I don't know if anyone else has done that. You wore your wife's clothes. What would you not share of your wife?
What do you mean?
There any boundaries? Like, dare to share with your partner?
Like what?
Jeans?
Yeah. I mean, if like I not on purpose, obviously.
Razor.
Yeah, that's fine. I used her razor this morning.
Ew, don't use her razor.
Why?
Oh, I don't.
My face isn't up my ass, Sandra.
You don't mind her using your razor? Because she's not shaving her face.
How do you know? Well, she's not Italian. You're right. No, I don't mind. Whatever.
Okay, I would sneak my husband's razor. I didn't let him know that I used to use it.
You?
Yeah, I wouldn't let him know. I had laser hair removal, but sometimes there's just like a rogue stray hair, but it's so long because I don't pay attention. So it's like, okay, anyhow, loofah.
Yeah.
Dare to share with your partner.
Yeah, it's hanging in the shower.
Ew, no, you don't share loofahs.
You're such a germaphobe. There's nothing wrong with it.
Your skin cells are on it.
Her skin cells are on it. I should be skeeved out.
You both should be skeeved out.
Okay, next. Toothbrush, no.
Toothbrush.
No.
Oh, that's where you draw the line? Toothbrush? Deodorant.
I just said no. No. No.
Deodorant, no? You're going to share... Wait.
Yeah. No, because there's too for perfumey.
No, but the idea of sharing deodorant, if you found out she shared yours.
Yeah, it'd be fine if she shared mine. Yeah, she used mine.
You would share anything.
I wouldn't use hers.
Where's the limit? Where's the boundary?
Toothbrush.
That's it?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I am not sharing. On this list, clothes, that's fine. Razor, I've done it, so I have to. Loofah, absolutely not. Toothbrush, absolutely not. Deodorant, absolutely not. Underwear, no. Socks?
Underwear. Yes, I've worn her socks.
I've worn my husband's socks.
Yeah, you know, the low rises, you know, no visible.
Deodorant?
Yeah, she can use my deodorant.
My husband got so mad when I was using his deodorant. It works better. You guys have better quality things.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why are you using mine? Get your own. I'm like, oh my God. Just my armpit skin.
So next time you walk out of the house wearing your husband's jeans, what?
Whose jeans are you wearing today?
They're mine.
Oh, okay.
They're mine. And my belt matches my jeans and my jeans matches my shoes.
That's the fourth time you said it this morning.
It's coming up on
6:49
on 98.9 The Buzz. Tonight, it's going to be another night of Sabres hockey.
Okay, can I ask a question, please? Mm. Is this just a Western New York thing or is this a sports thing? Because... apparently, the pregame ritual with the Sabres fans is a little bit intense. And I don't know if it's because of the grittiness of Buffalo that we're just this way, or because it's hockey, or what.
What's the, Bills have Bills Mafia. What are the Sabres fans called?
I don't
know. Saber Nation? What's it? What?
I don't know. 818-2899. What are you guys called?
Saberhood.
Saberhood.
The Saberhood.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is that really their name? Like Bills Mafia?
I guess.
I just heard a reporter say that.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it was just a flippant description or if it's really truly what they call themselves.
So what is this pregame routine?
Pregame ritual.
Ritual, yeah.
Is that they rollerblade. They go rollerblading around. And then they start beating up dummies.
Oh, I saw
wearing
that.
The jerseys of the opposing team. And now I saw one video of just a kid like just running and just landing like wrestling style on top of this dummy. And I thought, okay, well, that's funny. And then I saw another video. And then I saw another video of these kids and these grown men punching dummies. And I'm like, what is it? Is this a thing?
It seems like it started, at least my observation, I saw it the other day, where it looks like they were outside downtown and there were like bicycles, like barricade things up, and there were people around in Sabres jerseys.
In front of the arena.
Okay.
To get into the game.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not sure if that's an every game thing or if somebody came up with it. Now it's being done by other people. I kind of feel people are jumping on that bandwagon.
Absolutely. So I guess apparently, and somebody, Sabres fans, call up, correct me if I'm wrong. But apparently, I guess that it started with a small group, and because it is just so funny to watch and video, it's taken off, and now more and more people are jumping on the bandwagon.
Great idea.
It's a little violent.
Yeah, violence sells, people. It works.
Like, what do we do? And they're all like 8-year-old boys, the videos that I saw.
But hockey, you know, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out, you know, that kind of thing. So again, the hockey of all things, they allow fisticuffs. I think it's in the handbook. It's called fisticuffs.
I don't like it. And I know my husband loves it too, because my husband's hockey. He loves hockey.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. He was born in Minnesota. He was born with skates on. I know. Mm-hmm. Ouch for mom. Yeah. But when he watches a game, no matter who's in the room, if it's my little nephew or when the kids were younger, he would be, look, there's a fight. There's a fight.
Yeah, fight, fight, fight.
And I'm like, what are you teaching the kids? He's like, that's hockey.
It is.
I don't like it.
Don't be sensitive. That's hockey. If you don't like it, look away. Yeah, you're too sensitive.
We're teaching our kids, hey, be nice. Keep your hands to yourself. Meanwhile, we're like, hey, this is the pregame ritual. Go beat up on a...
Time did not start this week. With the playoffs, hockey's been around since people have been born generations. Hockey's always had fisticuffs, and we're not teaching our kids anything worse than what video games are teaching them now.
I don't like that either.
Well, my goodness, Miss Prude, what are you going to do about it?
Am I that one in the room? Like, if I was there at the Sabres arena, are they playing at home tonight?
Oh, my God, they're fighting. No, they're playing in Boston.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, next time they play at home, because they're going to win today, I'm sure, I will be there and I will scold everyone. No, I won't. I won't.
That's
just keep
sexy.
My mouth up.
That's sexy.
If we had a pregame ritual.
The morning show?
You and me.
I would do,
if you think of it in your workplace, what would be your workplace pregame ritual? What defines your workplace? If beating up on a dummy defines hockey, what defines... What do a bunch of accountants are going to do pre-game ritual?
Ours,
what are we going to do?
Ours would be...
Shot, like we do on Thursday mornings at 8. Break out the moonshine, do a quick snip, bam, bam, bam. Okay. Get in the mood, have fun on the radio for a bunch of hours, and that would be our pre-game thing. Shot.
You know what? yes, we do it every Thursday, but it's not really... I don't drink, really.
I know.
I fake it every Thursday at 8. I can't fake it every single day at 5 o'clock in the morning when we get here at 4:30.
You know what? You might have a better show.
That could be true.
Okay, you loosen up a little bit.
How about scream? Just scream curse words.
Yeah, because we can't do it on the radio. 712 on 98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. It's Jerk or Justified. It's tickets to a whole bunch of great shows, including Lou Gramm and shows at Del Lago, all coming up for you when you vote Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, so this one's prom themed. Mm. And my one friend called me and she's like, I got the best Jerk or Justified.
Okay.
I want my prom money back.
Okay.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9, The Buzz.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Choice is clear, so we're putting it to the test on Spazzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
We're here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, prom drama. My girlfriend called me up and she's like, oh, this is a good one. I want my prom money back.
Prama.
Prama. If you got some prama, 818-2899.
Yeah.
So today we're debating Jerk or Justified. So the story goes that her son was dating somebody.
Okay.
He was going to go to his girlfriend's prom. Mm-hmm. So they do not go to the same school.
Gotcha.
She goes to Penfield. Or Ball. It's ball, a senior whatever, ball. Yeah, so right. That's called ball, right?
Ball, okay. Prom, yeah.
So she was going to go to the senior ball, Penfield Senior Ball, which is, I think, May 9th.
Yeah.
They broke up.
Okay.
Just this week. And he broke up with her.
Okay.
So now they're not going to the ball anymore.
Okay.
And my girlfriend,
what's the problem?
The mom of the son, was like, okay, where's the money? I want the money, because her son paid for his ticket to go to his ex-girlfriend's ball.
Which is he's like,
how much are senior balls? Proms? Like, I know Lexi's is 65, 75.
Something like that,
Something like that, right? So it's a good amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm going to give her a few more days to give my son the money back, because they're not going together anymore.
Ooh.
And if she doesn't, I'm calling mom. I'm calling the mom.
Wait
and I'm
a second.
Saying,
no,
hey.
Wait. She's going to get involved with the girl's mom that the boy just broke up with and ask for money?
Money back. Not ask for money. You can't stop the sentence there. Ask for the money
I'm sorry.
Back.
Ask for M&Ms. It's money. Doesn't matter whether it was.
Money back. Not
of
just
course.
Ask for money.
Of course.
So I don't know. 818-2899. I'm sure this scenario has played out with people you know, right? You break up right before the dance. Now what happens?
Refund. 818-2899 is the number. Four different concerts to go to. Four calls. 818-2899. Vote Jerk or Justified. For the mom to get involved and ask for that money back.
Yeah.
Good morning, The Buzz. Hello, who's this?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you? What do you call it, Jerk or Justified?
I think it's total jerk if he dumped her. She can't call that mom and ask for that money back. She needs that money back from her son.
If she dumped the boy, then it'd be a different story.
Oh, it's whoever did the dumping
loses out on the
money?
Yeah.
Definitely. You dumped them right before prom. Come on.
Yeah. Eat it.
Well, do you tough out a relationship? I don't know. Okay, so you say you're mad that he broke up the relationship before ball, just weeks before ball.
But the mom to go to the other mom and ask for the money back would be jerk, or would it be justified for the moms to get involved? Jerk.
She said jerk because she's bitter that he left her without a date.
Yeah.
Okay.
High and dry. Yeah. All right, Mary, I've got a bunch of concerts to go to. Lou Gramm, M80s, or Hairball at Del Lago. What do you want?
Oh, my God. Lou Gramm.
You Lou Gramm. You got it.
Yay!
Hold the line. I'll hook you up. Don't leave me. I got to get your info, okay? Thank you. All right. Let's go. Hey, you're number two in line. Hi, who's this? The Buzz. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Katie.
Katie, is it jerk or justified for the mom to ask the other mom to give the money back?
I agree with Mary. 1,000% jerk.
That's a lot of money.
1,000%. He broke up with her. He made the choice not to go. He does not get his money back.
Oh, my God.
I actually have a problem with the moms getting involved. I think the boys should be like, listen, I broke up, so can I have my money back?
Okay, well, would that make a difference if he did the dirty work and asked for the money?
For sure. If she broke up with him, then she owes it to him because she's telling him, now I'm not taking you.
Yeah.
He's the one who said, I'm not going anymore. And the mom should absolutely stay out of it.
Okay, so you're still hung up on the fact that he's leaving her without a date weeks before the prom.
It's not hung up. It's just what makes it right. He broke up with her. He doesn't get his money back.
Yeah, you eat it. You have to eat that. Right. Yeah. Okay, all right. Hold the line. You have won. Selection, you can go to Hairball at Del Lago, Balls to the Wall Tour. M80s is also performing the night before on Friday night the 1st at the casino. Which one do you want?
Oh, I don't know. I wanted Luke Graham.
Too late! Mary?
I don't care. You pick. I don't care.
Oh, God. They're both great. I saw M80s last year, and they were fantastic. It's the ultimate 80s party, so why don't you do that next Friday night?
All right, let's do M80s.
You got it. Hold the line. I got to get your info. Well, she's so easy. Hi, DeBuzz. Good morning. Who's this?
Trisha, Dr. Purple.
Dr. Purple. What are we saying? Jerk or justify to get the money back?
Completely agree with the first two ladies. Absolutely not.
It's a jerk
move. He broke up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Unless there's like cheating or something that caused him to break up with her.
Yeah, right.
But even so, you know, I work in education. Why are these moms getting involved?
He's
a senior in high school.
Yeah, figure
he
it out.
He needs to own it.
Yeah, he's got to eat it. Like I always said. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I agree.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right, Trisha, M80s or Hairball? What do you want to go see?
Hairball, please.
You got it. Stand by.
I told her to call mom. I'm the one who said, you should call mom. That's a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money these days, unfortunately. I remember when I went to prom, guess how much the tickets were?
Oh, probably $5.
They were free? All right. Sunday 89 to Buzz, 818-289-9 is the number. Call us up.
Wait, can I just say, I do have to say, because yes, he did break up with her, but I don't know if it was mutual breakup or, like, I highly doubt he was like, one day, I'm breaking up with you. He's such a good kid.
Yeah.
I do have to say that because I know my friend is listening, and he is a really good kid.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it was a mutual thing. Does that change anything in your mind?
You know what it does is you told the mom to ask for the money back. This is your fault. You're a jerk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because at first she was like, is it jerk or justified for her not to give my son the money back?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, wait a minute. Why can't you? Would it be jerk or justified if you asked for the money?
Yeah, it's jerk. It's so pretentious. It's like,
so should the girl give the money back?
No.
You don't even think.
If I broke up with you before our wedding,
we mutually
would you give me back my engagement ring I spent $20,000 on? No.
Well, I'm not sure. How nice is that? Can I turn it into a necklace?
$20,000, it's a piece of crap.
Listen, if it was mutual, we both say no, we ain't gonna make it.
No.
Oh my God.
No. If you both, like, sorry. Yeah,
Chris Tiffany is in early for live audience Thursday.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning. Seal the deal right here, right now.
Wait a second.
What do you think? It's been sealed.
Seal the deal.
It's been sealed. We had like 10 jerks so far.
Yeah, but his is valued like a little bit more.
What?
Oh, like I got 1.5?
Yeah, right.
Okay, 1.5 jerk.
Jerk.
Okay.
Jerk. Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
My dad advice would be stick it out till after the prom, then dump each other or dump her or she can dump him.
Well, that's going to make prom so fun.
Yeah.
Drama. No.
Prom drama.
Prama.
749 on 98.9 The Buzz, getting ready for the live audience Thursday. It's coming up in just a few minutes here on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Raise your glasses, cuz Thursday at 8, the crowd's in the mix. The Buzz Fam Studio, bringing the kicks. Games on the mic, vibes feeling great. Sign up at the website and don't be late. Go shot. Live audience Thursday, sunshine 65. We're toasting to real human beings for once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, there you go.
Chris Tiffany from The Buzz Fam. Oh, my.
Bring in the moon. Bring in the moonshine.
Hold on a second.
Get the moose knuckle ready.
Vicky and Carrie are in from Full Circle Home.
Yeah.
Welcome to Live Audience Thursday.
Thank you for coming in, you guys. How are you?
Great. We're doing fantastic.
They're working on fumes right now. Okay.
Fumes of the moonshine?
Yes. Yeah. That too. That's going to give you your second wind.
Yes, it will.
Can you describe what Full Circle Home is, just in case somebody's listening and doesn't know?
Full Circle Home helps deployed service members send their love note and a box of gifts at Mother's Day, Christmas, and then monthly boxes as well.
Oh, wow.
We are sending out 1,617.
Oh, man.
Yep. And we just finished up sending them out yesterday.
What time are you guys up till?
Oh, my God.
No, we crashed last night.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
Post office loves us.
That's wild. And these are going out for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It takes that long to get these little care packages out to our troops.
Sometimes. And actually, it's from the troops. These are going to the moms and the wives across the country.
Oh, wait, I read this wrong. It's from the troops too. Oh, that's so cool.
We turn it on its ear.
That is so cool.
So we get to see the love notes and romance is alive and well in the military.
Oh, man.
And the kids writing to their moms. Thus, I say the kids, but.
Yeah, thus the name Full Circle Home. I love this. FullCircleHome.org, and we'll find more about your efforts and how other people can help from here on in.
Great.
Deal.
Yeah.
And then there's Chris Tiffany. Hi, buddy.
Yes. Good morning.
And then there's you.
And then there's me.
Okay, so we're gonna play Keep It PG in a few minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Vicky's face. Okay, so one of you, and I'm going to randomly draw a name. This is the person who's going to be the judge.
Okay.
Okay? The other two will have to play.
Okay.
Well, actually, Vicky, why don't you pick one?
Pull. Yeah, just pull one.
Okay, that's going to be the judge.
Say the name.
Nice and loud.
I get to.
Who?
Chris is the judge.
Judge again.
Okay, don't play favorites.
Nope. Right.
I have a tiebreaker just in case.
Okay.
But Vicky, Carrie, you got to keep it PG.
Okay.
Spezzano and Sandy. Spezzano and Sandy. On 98.9 The Buzz.
Guess what time it is? It's time to play Keep It PG on 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy.
Okay, rules of the game. If you're new to Keep It PG, you cannot say the same word someone else says. You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The most creative gets the point. So it's not necessarily the most PG, it's the most creative gets the point. Chris Tiffany is the judge.
Yes.
Vicky Carey, you are playing. Scotty's playing. The most important rule of this game is you have to keep it PG.
Yes.
Are you ready?
No.
Vicky, you get to kick us off every round. There's 3 rounds, 1 tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
Dear Lord.
Okay.
Vicky, are you guys ready? Carrie, are you guys ready? Yes.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're both moms, right?
Yes.
Are the kids listening?
No.
Good.
Good, good, good. We don't want them to. Text them. Do not listen. Okay. Are you ready? Play along, too, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Vicky, name something that's more fun when you've got a good rhythm going.
Oh.
Horseback riding.
Okay, I like that
Carrie?
One.
Roller skating.
All right, Scotty, keep it PG. Name something that's more fun when you've got a good rhythm going.
Swimming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Tiffany.
All right.
You got Chris Tiffany.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know how to do this.
Yes. Roller skating.
Roller skating.
Oh, Carrie's on the
floor. Roller skating.
Way to go.
Love that.
Round two. Ready. Vicky, name something.
Wait, hold on a second. I need to cleanse my brain of all the dirty things that went through my mind before.
Okay. Are we cleaned?
Namaste.
Okay. Vicky, ready. Name something that can be hard to finish if you lose focus.
I don't know. Between the dishes.
The dishes. What?
The dishes. Okay.
What?
Carrie,
keep
a crossword puzzle.
Fast. Scott Spezzano, name something that can be hard to finish if you lose focus.
Thoughts. Because it happens every day.
That is so true. Chris,
he is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another one. Crossword puzzle.
Carrie.
I think that.
Really?
Oh, I agree with that one.
It's true.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but this is most creative gets the point.
That's pretty creative.
Mine was pretty creative.
I think so,
yours
too.
Yours was creative. I actually thought so. Okay, well, you're okay. The judge. You're the judge. I'm not going to argue with the judge. Yeah, Carrie. Carrie, you're like, this is it. Okay, final round. Ready. Vicky, what's something that's better when it's nice and firm?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Do you want to do another cleanse first?
Might need to. Many thoughts, but just not the right ones. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it PG. Mm-hmm. Name something or what is something that's better when it's nice and firm?
Ice cream.
Oh.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Carrie, keep it PG.
A melon.
A melon.
Ooh. That's riding it right down the middle.
Are you taking one melon or both melons?
Both.
Oh, geez, this is hard.
Susano, name something that's better when it's nice and firm.
My mattress.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't good. Was it?
That's what I thought. So I'm going to give that one to Scott.
Hey, now.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to give it to Clean Sweep with Carrie's melon?
I mean,
Clean Sweep Carrie.
Come on, melon.
Thanks,
Melons were good. Beautiful. That's a beautiful answer.
It doesn't matter, but Carrie got two out of the three, so.
Yes, Carrie. Sandy.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay.
The Buzz.
By studio guests. We got Vicky Durfee and Carrie in from Full Circle Home. Veterans Helping Home. Right? It's like, okay, we'll get to that in just a few minutes. And also, Chris Tiffany's in, our good buddy. Hi, bud.
Hello.
Okay, thank you so much. So here's the deal, and I've always wanted to try this, and I think it'll be funny. So there...
This is Sandy Don't Know Boundaries thing that we started the show with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds all right.
Wait a minute. I told them, by the way, about my idea for 13 Way when we go on Arc Rochester, our TV segment. I told them about the power plate, the vibration plate, how I wanted to do that. You sit on it, and then you drink a glass of wine as you're on it. And they all laughed hysterically.
Yeah, but you know, I think news
shut me down.
News anchors don't want wine stains for the rest of their show. I can understand.
Well, anyhow, could have been water, could have been drawing a picture, whatever.
Even
TV
water
shot
stains.
Me down.
You want Dan Trek to look like he peed himself?
Here's another
Come
one.
On.
Here's another idea.
Okay.
That we're gonna try it here first before I bring it to their attention. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently let me start again. Chris Tiffany, you're going to have to laugh for 60 seconds without stopping. Just laugh. Force a laugh, 60 seconds without stopping, and apparently the rest of us will think this is so funny, we'll all laugh. And maybe if you're listening right now, you'll do the same. It'll put you in a good mood. Okay. So, 60 seconds on the clock starts now.
He's good. He is so good. It's only been 15 seconds.
It's working, isn't it?
Keep going, 26 seconds.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Holy 60 seconds is torture.
Wow.
No
awesome.
Way!
Isn't
dude, and if anyone in this room could do it, I knew you could pull it off. Because you know, you look at him sideways and he starts laughing.
Oh
and I love
my
you.
God! That was so funny! Oh, that was contagious.
Oh, my God.
Okay, if you are having a rotten day, if your boss says something to tick you off, you just set the timer and start laughing for 60 seconds.
That is crazy
that
long.
That was so fun.
Or
that
just
was...
take it off the podcast and you got a whole minute. You don't have to do it.
Exactly.
Oh, you know what? God. Your laugh is... awesome.
Thank you.
You have a great laugh.
Thank you.
But you know what? It sounded genuine the whole time. So yeah. Are you just genuinely fake what, with your laugh? Not, how do you do that?
What did he tell me about, what, last December about me looking like the Teletubby Sunshine?
That's how Scott described him. Vicky, isn't that horrible?
That's lovely.
No, I mean, it's...
Yeah. That's not good.
I mean...
Vicky says that.
I almost got it for Christmas.
That was a very happy little face thing. I mean, just saying, you know?
Oh, that felt good.
But.
I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year.
I just think of this Mary Poppins song, and I'm like, yeah.
The more I build,
and when they start laughing, they start floating. Do you remember in Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
The more I am a merrier
bee. All right, now what do we do?
Laugh for 60 seconds on the clock.
Ready, guys? Go!
Go! Vicky, I don't hear you.
You got it. Oh, God, stop. Stop.
It's good for your ass.
Okay. I can't do 60.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to pop a vein in my head.
What a great workout. That was awesome.
Thanks, guys. It was fun. I think I peed a little.
It's Pizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Live audience Thursday, everybody. Yay! Wow.
Yes, our one real selfish reason just to have humans in the studio for once every week. So thank you to Vicky and Carrie from Full Circle Home, and also to Chris Tiffany, our good Buzz fam man.
Sure.
I do want to know more about what you're doing. I thought it was for our deployed military, but it's really in reverse in a way, right?
Correct.
Tell us about it. Yes.
So deployed service members can sign up.
Right.
Deployed service members can sign up with us.
Perfect.
Just like that. Okay.
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Take three.
Yes.
Deployed service members can sign up with us to send a gift to their loved one. So really, it is Full Circle Home because their gift goes back home to their loved one.
That's
and so
cool.
It supports the military. It really is a morale boost for those men and women that are overseas that can't send something home normally.
Mm-hmm.
And then the loved one back home, they get this wonderful gift that comes
that's
in the mail
so cool.
out of
yeah.
nowhere.
How did
yeah,
you
they're
involved,
surprised
right?
by it, right?
They
do
are.
They know it's coming?
They do not know it's
oh,
coming.
Oh, that's cool.
So they get a package, and mom gets a package in the mail, and it's like, Happy Mother's Day from wherever on world I am, and I love you. Oh, my God. How'd you guys get involved?
So,
my son had asked me to send something to his girlfriend when he was deployed in 2006.
Mm.
2007, I thought I'd do a squad, and... we've never stopped, and it's over 44,000 at this point.
What?
44,000?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Every branch, men and women overseas, and we've added gift boxes for the men at home. It just keeps growing. Keeps growing.
Is this a national organization?
We're local.
The local
but
branch.
We support, we are the branch.
Yeah.
And we support troops all over the world.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So wait, there's no other satellite groups like yours anywhere else?
Nope.
It's just you?
Yep. And we have like over 1,000 volunteers around the country.
Nice.
And, you know, so companies like yesterday, we got together with Del Monte Hotel Group, and they wrapped.
I love them.
Well, after their wrap, we sent out 500 gift sets.
Nice.
They put them all together.
You get a spa, and you get a spa. Moms gets a spa.
Right?
That would
right.
be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so how can we help? How can us listening who may have someone maybe deployed or maybe just wants to help out somehow? How do we do that?
Well, we always need money.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we can't do this without money because, you know, the gifts cost, the postage costs. So you can go on our website, fullcirclehome.org, and you can hit donate, and you can donate a one-time gift, a monthly gift. We take it all.
Okay.
Oh, so when they say, hey, listen, can you send my mom a gift? They're not buying the gift. They're a little busy now.
These gifts are free. The service members, they're free for the service members. They're free for the families.
Oh,
it's a thank you.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah,
because it's awkward sometimes to see a service member and say thank you for their service, but you want to say that. You should say that. And it's often awkward for them, too.
Sure.
And this is a way to say thank you.
That's awesome.
Oh, this is so cool.
Go to fullcirclehome.org and you can help out. Thank you for helping.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
As we kick off the commercial-free 98 and another end to a live audience Thursday, if you ever want to get in on it, you just reach out to us. You can come sit in the studio and be embarrassed, too.
Yes, thank you to Chris Tiffany for coming in.
Thanks,
and
Chris.
Vicky and Carrie, thank you so much for everything you do and being part of the Buzz fam. If you ever want in, just reach out to me directly, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com, or you can go on our socials, 98.9. The Buzz.
Yes.
Okay. So we had so much fun today. We appreciate you listening. You can check out if there's anything you missed, if you need a laugh. Go to the podcast, Spisano and Sandy or the Breakfast Buzz. But it is time to say we out.
Yeah, we out like my calorie count for the day after laughing them all off. It was like, my tummy hurts. See you, bye.
Bye, BB.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.